I got a little story to tell y'all. It's a crazy night in Delaware. Another summer night in Delaware, running back with the pack, finna cop another stack, smooth in the back, we keep them yumpers racked, no lights, still nights, no movement in this bitch, crushed with the money, let's do this, hit up by the stairs, roaches skating everywhere, night of the living dead, alley full of bass heads, knocking on the door, giving nigga Morse code, 10 bricks of that snow, got a nigga selling souls, these niggas looking slimy, these niggas looking grimy, he asked me what we buying, quarter draw of that lean, 1 gram of those beans, 3 bricks of Supreme, some Keki Namin and 50 Addies. These niggas looking shifty. Then it finally hits me, the undercover cops, my plug be the ops. Move, hit them with the chop, crash, hit them with the mop. I put one up up top, man, this game don't stop. Should've worn a vest, called a bullet in the chest. Now we headed out west, what we gonna do next? Gotta slide for the slime, petty crimes, I don't give a fuck. Pulling up in the clutch, blowing on the dust, getting active cause it's manic niggas, I don't give a fuck. Hibachi with the heat, watch a real nigga bust. Down the slide for the slime, petty crimes, I don't give a fuck. Pulling up in the clutch, blowing on the dust, getting active cause it's manic nigga, I don't give a fuck. Hibachi with the heat, watch a real nigga bust.
Here's the plan, this a clean take. If this go right, plenty money to make. I got this info on this nigga, he eating like a feast. Word around town, he the man over east. He smart until bitches get involved, so I got my homegirl to get him for it all. She been fucking with him for a minute, already case the place. She gon' get him alone, so when she called, we break. It's dark around back, so we gon' creep through the fog. The windows unlocked, bring some chicken bones for the dog. Guns in the sofa, work in the vase. 1127 is the pin to the safe. Head upstairs, make him run that shit. She said smack her with the burner and make it look legit. Clean and quick, nobody get murked. That's her, let's go to work.
I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Yo. Yo. Somebody throwing a function. You know I'm pulling up with a couple of onions. Hey, it's no doubt we gonna get dusty. I'm Mr. Milky, if you knew me, you'd love me. Off that brown, aggressive like rugby. Yo, off that green, I'm so possessive, ugly. Celebrate the wins, crack open the bubbly. To have lived in different eras, I feel like I'm lucky. Proud of my niggas, we made it through the muck, B. Can't touch me, I've been fresh. Eating crab cakes near Seaport with a chick, look like Eva Mendez. Make a big mess in a dress, off the first impress. Blowing big moti, I'm a perennial all-time smoke guy of the best greenery. Good people, good music, a joint, and some scenery. That's all I need.
I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Yeah, slam me. Yeah, every day's a celebration, got a toast to life. Every choice is a gamble, gotta roll the dice. Don't be scared, you might lose, you might win though. I just wanna blow in dough with my kinfo. Cause this is fam, Milky and Slam. Thanksgiving in the booth, yeah, I go ham. With the yams and the collard greens, and the pumpkin pie. On my star shit, never falling from the sky. Moving militant, something like Semper Fi. Me and my guys do it smooth like synthesized. Time to do it real big, never minimize. I bought that battery pack, let's get energized. Cause we gon' blow some, and we gon' post some, and we gon' blow some, and we gon' post some.
Yo, I just wanna smoke reefer with my peoples. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Look. Silly me, I'm like Billy D. Oh my, O'Shea's in my drink. Fans on my feet. To be from California's a blessing, I feel. 10-2 on the wheel, step on the gas and it peels. Smoke some herb if you with me. I got a plug with the white boy. I'm getting quarters for the 60. Keep a heat under that hoodie. I'm an old school cat. I used to buy records to Sam Goody. So how could you blame the way I aim? The only thing better than consistent is something strange. Woo. Can't keep her little motto hands off me, cause she drunk off Chris and mommy on E. You know I be ballin', steady traveling without spalding. You gotta add me to the recipe, because you can't spell the West without the E. Wait.
Yo, I just wanna smoke reefer with my people. I just wanna have drinks with my peoples. I just wanna get faded with my peoples.
Elizabeth, you got one.
to waste time on ya. No, no, I don't need a drama. Tell me, did your mama never teach you nada?
Watch me ride it out. Rock the block till the day that my time is out. Now put your ones in. I elevated my sound, man, this shit feel like a circus, elephants in the room, I been bumping that, yeah. I elevated my sound, man, this shit feel like a circus, elephants in the, yeah. I elevated my sound, man, this shit feel like a circus, elephants in the room. I been bumping that mic, we don't ever use our words, just a pump of our fist. Some shots sent, know it's all in the wrist, I know it's all in the energy, I hope you niggas stayin' direct. True revenge ain't as good as a taste of respect. Some niggas really thought they sold for a check, but dotted lines, they don't never connect. Why would I have a stress? About a few white faces in a boardroom full of promises with a plan to extort you. Same faces you would see in a courtroom. 5 to 10 years of your life with the judge rule. 5 to 10 year old kids can't afford to go their childhood without a father. Think about the pressure, think about the trauma. Another drug addict, another store shot up, another slug dropping. Niggas started where they fall, I just hit rock bottom, still sitting with my feelings. I am no politician, used to pick that time cotton. Now my niggas pull up on the block with a new whip. Too much money, they don't know what to do with. Too many hoes for the boy to act a fool with. Too many Donatellos in the sewers. I just hope my niggas see the light before they lose it. Too rich.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years, struggling with mental control, struggling with breath control, everything. We're gonna try this shit though. Look, wanna clash with the Titans, man, teams can relate. Back in school with Malik, on the other hand, we turned all this pain into a check. Watching demons with the white man, whipping all these chains, got drums on the tech. Like logic don't exist, hearing shells in the skin now. Ocean forming quick in the city where rocks don't skip unless you slang. Grandpa on it, stole shit from me. Rich is the coldest man, freezes the feds in this bitch. You know the outcome with Cartier's and mid-pack. Flow over waves, volume one drop, thanks for 30K. Bad batch, doing big shit, man, manure ain't a thing. It was pouring hard rain, now the sun kissed my skin. We got a baby on the way called Star. Shine bright just like my heart. In the midst of all this shit, I see clear. My mom moving states, I'm alone all again. Words please save me, this is all I know. By my lonely in a different time zone. Grab me a chrome, cause these niggas getting bold. Yeah, niggas getting bold. Man, these niggas getting bold. Grab me a chrome, cause these niggas getting bold. That's all I wrote. I just wanna thank you guys for 30K on the Iverson tapes. And with that being said, Cardi, yes.
Let's go, Razor.
Straight up, straight up. Yeah. All I ever really wanted was a bitch that's bad. They kinda keep it 100, don't switch when she mad. She rockin' with me cause she know a real one about the bag. All I ever really wanted was a bitch that's bad. She 100, case closed, she like real hitters. And hate Sean, and I'm with her, I hate those. She my, really, my black rose. She get me high like cocaine, say bring it to me daddy, I'm like okay. She straight up and she won't ball just like Rodane. And that kitty fire, that my propane. She giggle a lot, and she let me hit the middle a lot. My aim is good so I be hitting her spot. Like quesadilla, she be sizzling hot. That's why I drop my truck, she so wheeled off. Most important, did you something like your big dog? And she let me grace the altar of a temple. And she squeeze till I buzz like a pimple. That's how I feel though. Yeah, all I ever really wanted was a bitch that's bad. They kinda keep it 100, don't switch when she mad. She rockin' with me cause she know a real one about the bag. All I ever really wanted was a bitch that's bad. She 100, case closed, she like real hitters. And hate Sean, and I'm with her, I hate those. She my, really, my black rose. The realest one I know, I miss her when she go. I kiss her head to toe. If she say take it slow, then we gon' take it slow. And I'm gon' follow her. her wherever she should go. You taking her from me, that's a long shot. She so bossy cause she got her own. Yeah, if you know her then you know she grown. Not kinda bougie but still putting on. Yeah, straight up. All I ever really wanted was a bitch that's bad. They kinda keep it 100, don't switch when she mad.
Ooh, don't switch it out.
She rockin' with me cause she know a real one about the bag.
You know I'm all about the bag, yeah.
All I ever really wanted was a bitch that's bad. She 100, case closed. She like real hitters and hate stone. And I'm with her, I hate those. She my, really, my black rose.
Yo, what it do? It's your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area Stand Up. You're now tuned into another episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. Roll up, pour up, do whatever you got to do. We're going to be back right after these small messages. You already know what it is. Shout out to everybody tuning online. Shout out to everybody on the switchboard. Yo.
Live for tomorrow, but was the dead trying to get me. Survived yesterday, but shit, tomorrow's looking iffy. Hooked up with this bottle of something to clear my mind. Cause like all I have to dish out is dick, money, and time. I'm from Oakland, California, and we be on some wild shit. I'm just trying to sit back, relax, and watch the clouds drift. I be meditating on this medicated nation. They be filled with self. Hey, maybe I'm just a mental patient. Crazy about these human relationships that I'm faced with. I should probably let it be, but I ain't never been complacent. So I'ma sip this liquid strife we call life and laugh. And when I'm done, I'ma get another glass. Still a product of the town. Make the whip lift fast. Gas break, break gas. Give a nigga whiplash. Them ghetto tendencies I be trying to get past. I think I got DID battling with my other ass. We all living for the moment. The great clear a nigga mind on it. It does for me. And the California lifestyle make a nigga life worthwhile. When we ride, we all living for the moment. The Mary Jane clear your mind on it. It does for me. And this Oakland City lifestyle make a nigga life worthwhile.
Sipping on this potion while I'm rolling in slow motion. Thinking about how I'm living, thanking God for this living. Yet I'm constantly sinning while the earth is steady spinning. Used to be a good boy, now I love me bad women. Couldn't tell me nothing cause, no, I wouldn't listen. Life tends to be a bitch, so I'm constantly pimping. Got a grip on reality, so your boy is never slipping. My eyes be on the prize as I'm fighting all the struggles. Used to be a mule, saddled with the bundle. Now I'm forever on the grind, got a bag for the hustle. I look up to the sky, fortunate to be alive. Niggas Biggie and Cali, cause they all ready to die. So I keep on swimming, loving this Cali living. I do this for my people, united we have no equal. I'm living for the moment, and yes I'm fresh up on it. Got one hand on the heat as I'm leading in the sea.
When we ride, we all living for the moment. This drink clear a nigga mind on me. It does for me. And this California lifestyle make a nigga life worthwhile. When we ride, we all living for the moment. This Mary Jane clear your mind on it. It does for me. And this Oakland City lifestyle make a nigga life worthwhile.
Yeah, what it do? Dope-ass music. We in the building. No Filter Radio. Right here on Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to everybody tuning on online. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the switchboard. It's a crazy Monday. A lot of shit been happening over the weekend. But with no further delay, no further ado, I'm just going to bring on the guy that everybody comes to see. The man that goes coast to coast like butter and toast. The man, the OTR general, the myth, the legend, Brody's daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, Smooth the Dude.
Hey, man, say, man, it's Monday. I know what time it is, man. No Filter Boys, No Filter Radio. We in the building.
Smooth the Dude. Shout out to Smooth the Dude. Smooth the Dude is currently sliding around in the Genesis right now, plushing to the seat, in a heated seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, man, I had to take Brody to the fucking vet, bro. This nigga swallowed a quarter or something.
Ah! God dang it, Brody.
It is here.
God dang you. Brody, you cost too much money to be swallowing cheap shit. Now, if you would have swallowed $10,000, then, you know, that's something different. But a quarter, nigga?
Hey.
Now, if you swallow 10 bands, I definitely take you to the vet and be like, you know what? It'd be worth it. Go and cut them open. Go ahead and cut them open. I'm going to go ahead and bring on everybody's other favorite vertically challenged Dominican Negro out of Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, shit. Crush the Catalyst.
Y'all know what it is, Mr. Everything, and Cold Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla. Crush the Catalyst, you can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware, so rock with no filter. Shit about Gorilla. What up, y'all? It's a great Monday. It's a really
It is a real great Monday. Real great Monday. Do we want to start on Diddy first? I mean, we can start on Diddy first. I mean, we can start on Diddy first.
Yeah, let's nip this shit in the bud. No.
All right.
Let's nip this shit right now.
He's
going to jail.
Now, here's my question. Motherfucker, look, okay, this is just me. How many people did you have to piss off, Diddy, before niggas really decided, you know what, we done had enough of your shit? Because think about it, Diddy's been doing this since the 90s. He been busting niggas, you know, no Diddy. He been busting niggas open for quite some time now. Him and R. Kelly pretty much started at around the same time. Here it is, 2024. Why are y'all finally going after Diddy? That's my concern. And look, nobody's going to look at Meek Mill the same. I know, I'm just like, bruh, you made dreams and nightmares while you was eating the pillow.
What was them dreams and nightmares actually about?
Yeah. Hey, y'all ain't gonna do that. That is the anthem. That is the anthem of my team. You can't. Leave me alone.
No, I'm just
leave me the fuck alone.
I heard another person say that on a post, and I just repeated it. Yeah, I fuck with Meek too, though. Leave Meek out of it.
Leave Meek the fuck alone.
What did he actually do, though? Like, why are feds raiding his house? Like, what did he actually do?
Human sex trafficking, allegedly. Yeah, sex trafficking.
Human sex trafficking.
They're not getting him for all the rump wrangling he's been doing through the industry. They got him for sex trafficking. Now, here's the thing, all right? Diddy's a billionaire. So I don't know, you know, if he's been funny, is that been his residual income to maintain his lifestyle? Because, I mean, you know, like a sex trafficking is, I get it. You know, Epstein, all them niggas, they've been doing it, right? But Epstein, was he really sex trafficking, or was he providing hors d'oeuvres for the fucking pedophiles and shit? But from my understanding, sex trafficking is when you take person from one location to another location without their permission for the purpose of having sex.
So that are we really about to play devil's advocate on sex trafficking?
I said without their permission. Maybe a little devil's advocate, because how many females are getting on a jet saying no to Diddy to get on a jet?
No, we are not doing this. Not on this Monday. We are not. This is not how
I'm still kind of confused about the charges though myself though. Like I guess it's going to all come out, I guess, you know.
Yeah, it's all going to come out.
What they find and what they can charge and with and all of that, I guess.
Yeah, that's – but I'm just like, bruh, Diddy, you fucking up, bruh. Like you done got away with a lot of stuff. You got away with the whole shooting up in the club and putting that shit on Shine. You've been beating up Drake. Like, he done got away with a lot of stuff. It just finally caught up with him.
Oh, man. But I do understand you on that one point, like, why all this shit coming out now?
Yeah. What is this, a distraction?
What's the distraction?
Yeah. Trump about to win again.
These gas prices.
Well, we all know that. We all know that. That's not a distraction.
He's steady getting every state. He's winning them states. Now, fuck Trump. Some don't, but he in the headline. And I'm going to tell you something else I seen on my Apple News. You know how he had to pay $432 million
They got it down to $132 million. Now what he's supposed to pay back his bail.
So
it's distress and it's some other shit though, is what I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, it's distracting from something. So, and apparently, I guess there's also a lawsuit where that Diddy gang raped a 17-year-old girl. Like, nigga, at 40-something years old, what is you doing gang raping? What's wrong with niggas, bro? Ain't no pussy worth me going to jail over. There's none. There's not a vagina walking around that's like, oh, well, I'm willing to go to jail for it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Niggas is cocky. They don't think they're going to get caught.
I mean, we all know that race is a power thing. But to just be like, you know, what to think that you could just do whatever you want with a person and just like, oh, well, that's crazy to me. It's like you like have no respect for a human being to the point where it's like, but I mean, think about it. How many people right now that just, well, okay, well, I got power over you. I'm going to exert that power. Police do it all the time. When they fired Candace, right? Candace been talking about niggas since the dawn of time. Now, she do be speaking some truth, and I ain't going to lie. Some of the shit she be talking do be truth. Niggas don't want to hear it, but it do be some truth. But I am so sick of all this fucking anti-Semitic. What did my nigga say? I can't be anti-Semitic because I'm black. Motherfuckers don't even know what anti-Semitic means.
Like narcissists, it's the new word they figure out and they want to over-exalt it.
Yeah. Oh, you're being anti-Semitic. How? I'm not Hitler. I'm not over here rounding you guys up and throwing you in the goddamn Holocaust. I'm just saying, hey, y'all exploit people. Which, America is built on exploiting people. How do you think America works? You can't have everybody rich, because then who would the rich people get rich off of? You gotta have poor people to exploit. Otherwise, you can't be rich.
White people and Jewish people have made it a crime to hurt their feelings.
And like, I don't understand how people are so. Like, okay, if y'all don't understand how this works, I'm gonna tell y'all listeners how this works. The more that people have to depend on your services, the more control you have, right? So think of it as an infant, right? You got to depend on your parents for everything. They got to feed you, wash you, clothe you, take you everywhere. They exert all power, so you got to do exactly what the fuck they say. Ain't nothing you can do about it, right? Once you become an adult and you can take care and do your own shit, you're no longer having to do what your parents tell you to do. But out of the fact that they raised you, what do? You know what? Because you gave me life and you took care of me for 18 fucking years, let me show my appreciation to you as my parent. And if you ask me to do something, I'm going to do it. That's my reverence for my parents. All right? That's how it works. The United States don't work like that. United States says, fuck all that. You are our kids forever and ever and ever. And you better do what I say or I'm going to throw you in jail. Now, we all know we're not built like the motherfuckers in the American Revolutionary War. We're not built like that. You know, they had to deal with a few British, you know, some horses, maybe some cannons, a few rifles. These motherfuckers got tanks that do 80 miles an hour and take howitzers their shells. You know, a little bit different.
Fuck that. Two-word drone strike.
Yeah. Matter of fact, across, it'll be like, look, I could be on the computer sipping a Mai Tai and just blow your whole neighborhood up. It's just a little bit different now. But without bloodshed, there can be no change. So just remember that. Unless you're willing to die for it, shut the fuck up and just watch what happens. Diddy just always moved funny for me. Except when he was on the Voice. I did like Diddy. The Four. When he was on The Four, I rocked with Diddy when he was on The Four. Rock with Diddy. That brother.
You know that's the fucked up part about the whole situation. I used to intern at Bad Boy. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, was there anything going on around then that just, like, slipped right past me, like?
Nah, that's what the music distracts you from the person, right? Music distracts you from the person. And we all knew Diddy wasn't shit, just like we all knew R. Kelly wasn't shit.
I knew he wasn't shit because of the whole contract thing. That's how I realized he wasn't shit. Whoa.
I knew Diddy wasn't shit when he had that blonde haired chick, the platinum haired chick in the bathtub, and she was like 13 years old. I knew he wasn't shit back then.
Hold on, what?
The one with the One More Chance video, when he had the little blonde haired, the little platinum haired chick in the bathtub. I knew he wasn't shit back then.
She was 13?
I mean, nigga, she couldn't have been no more than 16, 17. I mean, just look at Jay-Z. We keep forgetting that Jay-Z was over there bouncing his tonsils off of Foxy Brown's face when she was 14.
You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about that too, bro. I got to talk to these folks up in here, bro. Give me some time.
Yeah. We'll be back. You see what I'm saying, though, Chris? Like, all these niggas is wildin'. They're wildin'. But what happens? Oh, we get distracted by the music. But it was all right there. We seen it. He was fucking with Beyonce when she was 16. That's why I don't rock with Jay-Z. Now, musically, people-wise, nah. Kanye West, I rock with Kanye West more as a person than I do Jay-Z. That's just me. All right, so we're going to go ahead and bring, we got some callers on the line. We're going to bring on everybody's favorite Fresh Air Ambassador, worldwide tour, the only person that crosses multiple time zones and skips a day. Ladies and gentlemen, question.
What's happening? It is your boy Question. I'm live and direct in a motherfucking building. As always, if you hadn't got your tickets to Fresh Air, please go to itsquestion.com/Fresh Air and spend that bread with your boy. Also, going to have some new merch in the motherfucking building. That's dropping May 11th. Got a new album dropping May 11th. Got a new documentary dropping May 11th. I'm really just on my shit. I don't know what the fuck you motherfuckers doing. But y'all got to catch the fuck up. That's all I'm saying. Catch the fuck up to me, because goddamn. Continue.
You niggas are not cutting the mustard. You better catch up.
Facts.
Yeah. All right. And then we're going to bring on everybody's favorite light-skinned honey. The newest delectable dish to come to the No Filter Show. We got Mel in the building.
What up?
Hey, Mel.
What'd he do?
What's up, gang?
Now, you see, look, so we already got started talking about the whole Diddy, right? We already got to talk about Diddy. But sex trafficking, I mean, like, mean, when you're a billionaire, think about it. What are you sex trafficking for? What is the purpose of you sex other than making more money? But you're a billionaire. Why do you need to make more money?
I think it's the
thrill. I mean, I get it.
It's the power. It's the power of it.
Right.
All that shit stems from power. Like, you got more money in the world, but that's the type of shit I can never understand. But those type of acts, they all stem from power. Power to inflict upon somebody to make you feel better.
Damn. Yeah. Like, there was somebody, who was it, that was like DJ Academic, right? This nigga got all the energy for a female. I'm talking about this nigga got all the energy for a female. But then nigga run when a nigga pressed on him.
And that's on game.
I'm like, how many niggas we know, they will beat on a woman, but lock the doors when the nigga comes in.
Exactly. Power.
I don't think that's the same thing, though. I think we can't compare the two because, it's not about power. It's, about some, internal unsolved shit that him and Diddy have. It goes further than that. But it might be
therapists say that the genesis, the actual genesis of, rape, assault, all those are, it's a power thing. It's never a sexual thing. It's a power thing, right? Because think about it. When it comes to sex, as a man, we want it to be pleasurable for a woman, right? Now, we do have our, some men are selfish. They just want to bust a nut, right? But we generally want it to be with a consenting female. When a female's drunk, there's drunk to the point where it's no fun to have sex with her. If a girl passes out and you still sleep with her, you're trash. Hey, you're trash. If she's passed out and you still try to get you some, you're fucking trash. Now, if she's tipsy or she's drunk, that's okay because that means, number one, she'll let you do more stuff than she would normally let you do with her consent. And number two, they definitely could take the pipe better when they're drunk. Now, you don't want them too drunk to the point where when you're rocking the boat, they throw up in the bed. That's happened to me before. Worst experience ever. You don't want to be pounded and or along the bed, right? You want to just tipsy enough to where you can do all the freaky stuff with her and talk to tell her the freaky stuff she did the night before in the morning. Shout out to that. Meek Mill, if you need counseling, please seek a therapist in regards to the things that Diddy did to you. Right, Crush. We're here. We're here for you, Meek. Crush says we're here for you, Meek. If you need somebody to talk to, we're here.
Anybody.
Y'all ever think what happened to Mace, why he left? You think his story is just like that? Because didn't he become a pastor after the whole being with Bad Boy situation? No one's ever heard from him again? That shit.
I don't remember Mace.
No, he just spoke on it. I forgot what he said. He just spoke on it. He said it was timing. Why he left, it was timing. He's like, because he was on his podcast he got with Cameron. He was basically, I left because I felt I could be better somewhere else, and I would be fine.
That nigga saw more money. He was like, oh, I can finesse these people in the church and make more money than my record deal. That's what the nigga saw. Now, shout out to Mace. Mace was like, I can make more money over here because these niggas with these, here's the thing. Now, so you about to get me on my goddamn soapbox. Forgive me, Lord.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
It is ridiculous the amount of money that you as sheep give these human beings in the name of the Lord. Let me say this again.
That's true.
Jesus.
That's true.
Jesus walk around broke. Jesus was not a baller. Jesus didn't have no car. He didn't have no jewelry. He didn't have no, you know, Jordans. The nigga had all Jesus.
He had jewelry. The wise man, one of the wise men brought him gold.
They brought him jewelry. He was an infant. He was an infant. I'm talking about when he was able, when he was preaching. He didn't have no jewelry.
He still had it.
Man, Joseph spent that, man. What are you talking about? He was an infant in a manger. Joseph was like, hey, bro, we need to get a place. They brought this gold, this frankincense, this myrrh. Hey, we're going to look. I'm going to put the oil on you so you don't have stretch marks after you give birth to this big nigga. You know what I mean? And then this manger stank. Right? So he sprayed the frankincense like it was for
frankincense.
And then he took the gold, and then they got a crib. Like, Jesus didn't have no. All I'm saying is, if you're going to, like, you're giving money ridiculously to human beings, it blows my mind. Now, we all been to, you know, we all got our churches, right? We go to church, we give our tithes, right? Cool. No problem. But if I see my pastor driving a Mercedes Benz, and I'm driving a 2002 Altima. If you're my pastor, you're driving a Mercedes Benz. In the name of the Lord, nigga, I need a ride to work. Pastor, I need you to get in your Mercedes. Matter of fact, my pastor, if you're Ubering, I'm cool with that. You can pass the word while you Uber. That's what you can do. Pastor, you go on Uber. You're going to take us, you know what I mean, take us, and you need to be running the fed, you know. We pay you too much money for you just be sitting around that and just collecting a check. These niggas got jets. They got fucking jets and stadiums. And they were, oh, you've been swallowed up. Nigga, if my pastor said you've been swallowed up, that nigga ran a porn star. That nigga a goddamn porn star. It ain't. Nobody questioned that. Nobody questioned the fact that this nigga TDJ said, have you ever been swallowed up?
What the fuck do you mean everybody questioned that?
That was after he was seen at the Diddy party.
Everybody in America.
He said that shit way before the Diddy party. He said that shit way before the Diddy party. Look, now, if y'all don't understand, I'm going to tell y'all how pastors actually came to be, right, black pastors. Right. The reason why there was black pastors. Do you know why there's black pastors? I know why there's black pastors.
Tell us why there's black pastors, though.
The reason why there's black pastors argue because the black pastors used to be the most charismatic Negro, and who better to infect the people with the word of God and make them submissive than the most charismatic person, the most charismatic slave? I'm gonna give you freedom. I'm gonna give you more amenities. If you keep these Negroes in line by preaching the word of God. So, here we are. We got all these characters. Now, everybody has their own calling. Cool. They got their calling. If you feel like you need to do missionary in the name of the Lord, Mother Teresa was broke. She was a whole nonprofit. Mother Teresa was broke as shit. Broke as shit. If you make more than your people and you're serving your people, something's, like I said, how are you a congressman and you make $250,000 and you're like, oh, shit. What if gas is at $6? Oh, that doesn't bother me a bit. No, nigga, because you make $250,000 a year. Your constituents don't. Hey, we got. Hey,
this is America.
Lynn, you in the building?
I am in the building. Hi, guys.
Lynn is in the building. Lynn is in the building, man. Look, I just I just went on my little rant about these damn passes. And now, God dang it, Lynn, now that you're here, I got some. I got to get something off my chest. I got to get something off my chest, Lynn.
What I do?
I got to get something off my chest. I'm talking about your species. Your species done piss me off. I'm going to tell you what your species did.
Oh, God.
Right?
Oh, Lord. No, what did you do to ask? We're listening.
No. Ain't nobody did none of this to you. I'm going to tell you. I seen a woman with an ass so ridiculously big. Lynn, why does a woman need an ass that fucking big? Can you help me understand? Why
real?
Does she need an ass that big?
Was it real? Right, that's what I was thinking.
Of course it wasn't real. It wasn't real. Lynn, I need to know, why does a woman need an ass that big?
That's just bad surgery. That's just bad surgery. I guess a girl I seen at the club a couple weeks ago with the worst BBL ever. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, that's... I'm not against plastic surgery. It's not something I would do because I don't need it. But I don't get it. Like, I think it's more of an insecurity thing when they go, like, ridiculously big. Like it's unproportioned with the rest of their body. It's just so freaking weird.
Yeah. You know, like they look like a hornet, right? They look like a hornet. Like, they got this big ass and these little legs. Shit don't look right. So you can't, Lynn, you're telling me you can't offer me an explanation of why a woman with a 21-inch waist.
You got to ask her, like, what made you do that? Because I'd be wanting to ask, like, what made you do this? Like, what?
These BBLs be killing y'all. And them thighs don't match.
Okay, I'm going to ask Mel. Mel, do you know why these women have a 22-inch waist and have a 40-inch hips? Can you help me understand?
I think that is real. I think that they see all these girls getting the most attention on social media, and they're like, I want to be a part of that. So the bigger it is, the more I'll get reposted, the more likes I get. It's all for the clout at this time. People do outlandish things to get noticed. Show their ass, show their body, shake their ass all the time. It's just, it's giving, give me attention because my daddy didn't give me any or some shit. I don't fucking know. That's all it.
Okay, so I'm gonna go to psychiatry dope. I'm going into my psychiatry bag right now. So here's my question.
These ain't got no manners, bro.
That's all it is. I got a question. All right, so here's the question.
I got a question to ask.
How do you, as a woman, want a man to love and appreciate and respect you for the woman that you are, when the number one thing you're advertising is your fucking body?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah.
You're really talking to the wrong dude right now.
Here we go.
I don't know. I
get this question all the time myself. Go ahead.
I can't put everything on just, like, one woman because every woman is different. So just because she decided to go to BBL doesn't mean that she's not educated, doesn't mean she doesn't have a good personality or doesn't have hustle. Like, we can't just take that away from them, right? It's whatever you do with your body is on you. And if you want to flaunt it, go ahead. And you have the right man to say, go ahead and flaunt it, and he'll take care of you. Blessed. You're blessed. Just keep it moving. But, I mean, you get what you got, right? You knew that she was coming into a situation where she was going to flaunt her body. If you think she's going to cover up after the fact, then she's not. You got to take people for who they are. So if she's flaunting her body before, and you say, yeah, that's wifey, I'm going to wipe her up. Her booty's all over the internet. Whatever she wants to do is on her. And you have to accept her for that, regardless of that.
This is the thing I always try to figure out. Hold on, Chris.
My question still wasn't answered. How is a man supposed to respect a woman for her if the
I
only
think
thing
a man
he's
is supposed
seen,
to respect a woman regardless of how she displays herself? Because of what a man does not come from what a woman does. If you're a man and you're a gentleman and you respect all women and you were raised by a good mother, you're going to respect all women, regardless of how they portray themselves. Because you're a man, and you're going to stand by your journey and your morals and your ethics. And if she's outside of that, that's on her journey. That's on her. It's got nothing to do with you.
I like that.
That's why this is my dog, bro. She really be telling y'all niggas. Y'all don't be paying attention. She really was spitting bars. Keep going, though. Let's keep going.
All right. So from what I'm understanding, if I'm a respectable dude, right? I'm a respectable dude. I respect women. I love women. If I see a woman that is portraying herself in this particular manner, basically, I'm not even going to acknowledge her. Is basically what you're saying.
I'm sure she's not asking you to either, though.
Right. If that's not something that's appealing to you, or something that's pleasurable for you, or something that you want to do or deal with, then walk away from it. Ignore it. I ignore ignorance every day.
Yeah. So it's not about. So like we bypass. So let's just say the attention, right? She's wanting a quality. Now this is what women say. Women say they want a quality dude, right? They say they want a quality dude that's going to do right by them, that's going to treat them with love and respect. That's what they say that they want. What they say they want. But if you're portraying this, what do you think they're going to get? Now, I'm not saying that they can't do what they want to do. As a woman, you can do whatever you want, but it's sort of like,
if you can't handle being with a bad bitch, date somebody in your caliber that you want to fuck with, that you want. If you don't want to deal with bad bitch activities and the shit bad bitches do, leave them bad bitches alone and fuck you with you a regular bitch.
What is a bad bitch?
Or what they consider the bad bitches, the bitches that dress explicitly, the bitches that, you know, they get flued out or whatever, the Instagram models, whatever you consider in your mind
no.
bad bitches, quote unquote.
Yeah,
if you don't want to deal with
I don't think those are the bad bitches.
And that's what society says is the bad bitches. I'm sure everybody has their own term or their own ideology, but what we're talking about here, you said the women that dress explicitly or, you know, whatever the case may be, right? Ain't that what we're talking about?
Them the trash bitches.
That's not. Everybody has their own definition. But society has pushed that on us that the Instagram models and the girls that dress like that, that's quote-unquote the bad bitches. If you don't want a woman like that, don't deal with a woman like that. It's very simple.
Here's my thing. If somebody's not your preference,
leave them alone.
Leave them alone. Like my thing is, why do we always have to make it a conversation? Like, if that's not your type, cool. If big ass BBLs is not your type, cool. There's some bodies, because obviously they're there for a reason. Somebody likes it.
It'd be more the mindset and attitudes that come with it that I don't.
Exactly.
Somebody likes that. So let them rock.
Like that,
they're going to find a person, hopefully.
If somebody out there for them, if that's not your cup of tea, don't sip from the cup. If that's not what you're looking for or that's not what you want, leave them people be to be with the people that want to deal with that and what comes with it, their mindset, their attitude, or whatever else comes with that. Or whatever the case may be, let the person that wants to deal with that deal with it. If that's not your cup of tea, don't sip from the cup.
Right.
Well,
but
I don't want a man that don't have no job.
So what do I look like messing with a broke dude or a dude that don't have no job? That's not my cup of tea. I'm going to deal with the dudes that I want to deal with. It's too simple.
Okay. That wasn't my point. We're still overlooking my point. My point is,
are they wanting a good man? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, hey, they're all saying, I want a good man. I want a man to respect me, appreciate me, love me. That's what majority women say. Now, the women that are just taking pipe and getting money, they don't say that shit. They don't say that. I'm talking about the ones.
They do. They're just not saying it out loud.
They do. Yeah.
I'm just saying we do the same shit. Yeah, they're not saying it though.
We want a good girl and everything and fuck that. We do the same shit.
Sir, I don't do those. I'm being honest. No. Don't put me in we because I did it right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right. So look, let's just. All right, so not all BBL bitches are just airheads and want attention. Like, a lot of people that I rock with have BBLs and are amazing women, are about their money, and they're not showing their ass on social media and have, like, long-lasting relationships. But regardless of what it is, you should not put anybody in a box, right? Beautiful women are beautiful women. If you want more beautiful, then go ahead and do that. What's mentally and spiritually for you is for you. If you see a chick addressing herself in a manner that you don't want your wife to be, then don't look at it. But yes, every woman does want one person to hold them down and love them and accept them for whatever it is that they got going on. If you're not able to accept that, that's what it is. Every hood dude wants a chick, wants to be loved. Every ratchet chick wants a dude that's gonna hold her down. We're all here to be loved and to show love. And whatever
counts way. She wants somebody to accept her for where she's at that time. Now, if the right man that's willing to accept her for who she is at that moment and willing to deal with what comes with that, hey, she's going to – and then if it's the right dude, she might more than likely change to adapt to his program or whatever he wants her to be or in his mind what he wants to mold her to be anyway.
There we go. See, that's what I'm talking about,
see,
Lee.
I don't want to. I don't ever want to like say that because people don't change sometimes. People are who
they are. And some people don't change the time. And when you see that person is not changing or adapting to your program, because as a man, you're supposed to lead anyway. That's just how I feel. So if you have a certain program, I'm not saying, you know, being a narcissist, a chauvinistic narcissist, or any of those things. But if you have a program in your mind of what you want and what you are seeking in your life, and that person that you're choosing to be with is not trying to progress or change for the better or whatever the case may be, then leave them alone.
Right.
Just leave. It's easy. It's easier said than done. But just leave them alone.
Look, I am in a complete agreement when it comes to like as a man, if you have a woman. And you're going after this woman, a woman that really wants a good dude, will usually adapt a man's program. It's not when I say programming, I'm not talking about like he's up here and she's down there or whatever. But a woman will accept a man's programming and be like, you know what, I have a man that loves me. This is not required of me. This is not required of me. But I'm going to do it to show that I love you. Right, I'm gonna do
and
this
I
because and see, and I respect. So a lot of times doesn't want to be said is it's the lack of respect for the man, right? That nobody wants to acknowledge. So as a man, if your woman is acting crazy, talking shit, doing all this, you got to look at yourself as the man and like, okay. Why? What am I doing that is garnering a lack of respect for my woman? It's not the woman's fault. Now you picked her up.
Nah, I think it's both. I think it's both.
No,
I think it is both.
It is both. But where he's going at is because it's been times where. In relationships or dealing with people where I have been the one that just talking to you really, really crazy because that's what you show me that you like and that's what you respond to. Some men I've been with, like, they didn't respond to the nice land, the calm land, like, oh, how was your day? Da-da-da. They responded to stupid ass nigga, blah, 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 blah. Me going, that's when I got the response that I wanted and the action that I wanted. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, as a man, what are you doing that is garnishing this type of response or getting this type of response out of somebody?
Hey, can I intervene from what you're saying? So that just let me know. They let me know that those gentlemen are used to trauma, right? They used to a toxic environment.
They
used to that,
yeah.
Right? They traumatically fucked up, So they're going to, that's their mechanism on how they get to, you know, how they communicate with their significant other. If you ain't trying to be a part of that program, you can also leave too.
I'm leaving the, I left the program because it's been times where I didn't leave the program. I didn't get off the train. And now look, we're both of us in jail. We got to get lawyers. This bond money got to be, because when I initially should have left this program and what didn't work for me when it didn't work for me.
Understood. But hey, shout out to Quest for pointing it out. I was going to point that out too, Quest, but a lot of people don't understand that a lot of our relationships, you have to, it does stem. Now, this is what, now this is not dope. This is not me. Psychiatrists say that our first understanding of what love is comes from our parents.
Yep.
Right? So
it definitely does.
Whatever. So now, for example, if your mom is over here saying, yeah, oh, you lousy, no good nigga, you didn't do this, you don't do that, she's always yelling at you, what type of woman do you think you're going to, that you're going to go after if you love your mother? Oh, I'm going to go after this type of woman. And then it's not until you grow up and you realize, oh, that was, you know, and also it depends on if you go to therapy or not. Or it also depends on the type of relationship your homeboys have. Right? Because I got a lot of homeboys that are married or that are in good relationships. I'm like, hey, well, why the fuck am I over here arguing with my woman when your woman, she's bringing you plates and she's giving you back rubs and she's letting you have your man time with your boys and she's letting you play PlayStation and she ain't yelling at you, fussing at you? I want that shit. And then you ask your homeboy and he's like, well, you like these type of bitches. You're not going to get this with these. And also, you're not...
Relationships were televised.
You're not. And most men are not prepared to be in a loving type of relationship that requires and are disciplined. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I add to what you're saying? What is he giving her to bring peace up around her where she can be soft and bring him place? And what is he doing to make her that way? You know what I'm saying? And getting that type of response out of her. That's what he should have told you versus, oh, you're the wrong type of bitches. It has necessarily nothing to do with the bitch. It has a lot to do with, I'm not going to, the woman. I'm just a woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Or whatever the case may be. It has nothing to do with the woman. It's the peace and the understanding that he has given her to get that type of response out of her. He's probably over there paying the bills, cutting the grass on Sunday, helping with the kids, ain't bringing her no extra drama, ain't cheating on her, all types of things. Those are the things he should have said versus, oh, you dating the wrong type of bitch.
It was a twofold thing, right? Twofold thing.
Okay.
First thing was her upbringing. Her mother groomed her to be a wife. Her mother groomed her to be a wife. Because at the time when I seen this, he had been, you know, he was off work for about 6 months. He hadn't had a job for 6 months. But he was still being the man in the home, right? And she was still respecting and reverencing him as her husband, right? Because they're in it together. It's not him versus her and her versus him. They're in it together.
Right, right.
So because he don't have a job did not determine whether her respect and love for this man, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's a character of the woman. Now, I also agree that as men, when we are not able to provide for our household, it does change the dynamics, right? Because not every woman was not groomed to be a wife. A lot of our women were raised by strong black women, right, that ran their household. So if that's what that's where they came from, and as men, we came from, you know, women that coddled us, didn't, you know, told us what to do, took care of us. All right, so now the roles are reversed. We got these strong women with these, okay. Now, I'm not saying that's how it is in all single black female homes. I'm not saying that. But if that's how you were raised, you're okay with the dichotomy of the woman running shit because that's what you was raised on. You're okay with that dichotomy, right? But if you're – now, that's some men. Some men, they go the opposite direction. They're like, hey, me and mom, I love you, mom, but I can't live with you because I'm my own man. I need to go find my own path, right? When then that changes the dichotomy. You're like, okay, I'm going to find my own path. Those also come from single female homes, where they're like, hey, I can't do this. I love you. I can't live underneath your roof. I got to find my own path. And they leave, and they figure it out on their own. Those are usually the two types. So it just depends. Like I said, I wouldn't say because of money, because most, like I said, what we said about what last week, that the average income is $48,000.
Uh-huh.
So if somebody's saying, telling, oh, you broke ass nigga, well, we're all broke. We're all making 48,000. Well, like I said, 90% of us is making $48,000 a year. You're going to just call us all broke? We all can't be NBA players. We all can't be, you know, Gates and we all can't. We can't be rappers. We can't be all this. So guess what? That's why the idea that women are calling hardworking men that go to work every day broke is crazy. Now, if
what
this nigga's sitting at
the
house, we talk about. There's a lot of women
right now, dog. I know she's just gonna ask that question. You know better than me.
because I'm just saying, like, I don't think your job defines you. I think your hustle defines you. So, like, if
you're playing. My nigga, it's me. I know it's you.
But I'm just saying, though, like, your hustle defines you. So if you're a hustler and you're getting it, then go ahead and get it. Right.
Mel, we're not talking about niggas like us. We're talking about niggas who's regular. We're talking about niggas who's regular. Who work regular jobs and got cool, good jobs, but chicken right. saying, yo, this is a bum, broke nigga. Like, but he doing what he got to do for himself. He makes 50, he makes 48 to 55,000 a year.
He out the way,
but the typical, we're talking about the typical, what's after millennial?
The Gen Z people.
The typical Gen Z, which is the new era of influencers, are saying that those niggas ain't shit. But they regular niggas. Now for the poo shiesty niggas who wear the shiesties, ain't got no job selling dope, out here trapping, out here scamming. Them the niggas who ain't shit.
Look, can't fight.
Can't fight. They shooting.
Can't change the tire.
Yes.
Can't change the goddamn
yes.
tire.
Yes. So we're not talking about the nigga who like a me or a smooth or shit like that. We're not talking about them type of guys. We're talking about the other nigga who ain't us, who don't got the hustle. Yeah. So. And you got that little small gray area of the niggas who make 48 to 55, maybe 58,000, who out the way work a regular 9-to-5, and them shorties is calling Buddy Lane.
Yeah, calling him broke.
That's what
broke
we're speaking
lame.
Of. So and he really not.
I mean,
he really not.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. You can still technically afford a car and a place on $48,000 a year, right? You can still technically afford a car, but here's the problem. Who are you trying to impress with this vehicle? Now, most guys, when we buy a car, it's to impress a chick. As a man, if you buy a car to impress another dude, you're gay.
You're gay.
You buy a car to have niggas jocking you because you got this nice car, you're fucking gay. We buy nice cars so girls will notice that we got a nice car. That is the number one reason why you should buy a nice car. Now, there's a difference between buying a nice car and going broke and buying a nice car.
Right.
So let's just say, okay, you want an SRT. Now, you could go get the 2024 for $125,000, or you can get you a 2013, 2014. Women don't know the difference. It's still got a V8. They still recognize what it looks like. It still growls. It still goes fast. and you get one of those for $25,000.
That's true.
Now we talk about now designer clothes. Now I seen on Instagram, my man was 55 years old. He had on a nice polo shirt. He had on some nice jeans, and he had on tennis.
Levi's.
Crease.
With the Stay Flow.
And
the craziest
thing is that the fact that you even care what them young bitches thought about your attire is crazy to me.
Hold on. Young bitches. One of them was a dirty little stud. Like, looked like she took a bath in a couple of days. Like, what?
I'm like, what does it mean? They don't do, they not paying not one bill. They're not putting no food. You got an armful of food. And they don't have shit. But you worried about what they think about your attire. I don't care less.
And then on top of that, that polo shirt might have been $140. Polo still ain't cheap. Like, polo
still
ain't
cheap.
It ain't Gucci. Yeah, it ain't Gucci or no shit like that, but nigga, polo still a buck and some change.
Even
Levi's,
as long as they don't say
Levi's
polo association.
Yeah, the Levi's might run you 80. You know what I mean? They're not Robin jeans. Boy, shit, they gonna run you 80. That's a good jean. Now, nigga ain't got no Amiri. He ain't got to have Amiri, but that's dope. That's once again, that's a dope boy classic. He not from this generation. So the chicks who was saying whatever they were saying, they didn't understand that he was not. He don't have to be in, you know, the skinny jean, tight clothes. Wait, that's not where he's from. He ain't from the area. You can tell in just his demeanor. So I ain't clean. That lets you know. When he say so I ain't clean, that lets you know that them bitches had him fucked up. Excuse my language for calling them bitches, but
like why is she even harassing it?
And then one of them was a dirty stud, like a dirty stud.
Ugh. Yeah, like it's crazy to me the fact, like, but once again, everybody, people's opinion matters so much when it comes, I guess, for some reason, social media. But when you gotta put stuff in perspective, like you said, the man got a polo shirt on. Even if you go to it, and you find it at Ross. Let's say you find it at Ross. It's still a polo shirt. The Levi's is still going to run you
something. $75 at Dillard's. Starting. That's starting. $75.
That's starting at $75 at Dillard's. And you can only watch it once, and it's gone. But guess what? You spent your $75 on that.
Ump was dry cleaning them polo shirts. I don't care what nobody has.
Okay.
Niggas don't understand how expensive polos is. Because when you start talking about dry cleaning, right, you got to dry clean anywhere between your 8 to 10 shirts that you wear. You got to dry clean those. Those are, what, $3.50, $4 a piece? Bruh.
I think this shit went up to, like, $6 or $7, bro. I think this shit's, like, $6, $7 a piece now.
That's why I switched to Lacoste. I can woo like them motherfuckers. It's kind of hard to woo like polo, but I can woo like, you know, I can woo like.
Nah, yeah, you got polo got that Egyptian cotton, they ain't playing.
And the only reason why I used to date a dude that was polo down. I'm talking about hat, shirt, t-shirt, drawers, jeans, boots. Boat shoes, the whole, that's the only reason why I know. I was financing a polo addiction for a little bit.
Amen of it.
Look, I had my little, I think that's what made me switch from, now here's the thing, right, when it comes to fashion, what makes something whack is it because the general consensus says that it's whack, but think about it, Karl Kanai is still great made clothing. So why should, as an old nigga, why should I not wear Karl Kanai? Because everybody says it's old, it's whack. Like, what makes it whack? Is it the quality of the material or because somebody says it's old?
It's because somebody else said it. Oh, these kids don't know how to dress. I can't stand these new designer skinny jean wearing, two little shirt wearing ass niggas. Can't stand it.
It's just like when Country Wayne had brought the Duckhead back. Like, that shit was actually clean. I said, damn, I forgot about Duckhead. That shit been for many years. But he had that shit and it was fire as fuck. He said, man, I'm bringing that shit back. Man, and that was the brand niggas used to go rock.
Yeah.
Go to your JCPenney. Go to, what's that, Montgomery Ward back in the day?
Montgomery Ward. Yep.
Woo-hoo, you brought it back to Montgomery Wards, bitch.
This kid don't know nothing about that. This kid don't know nothing about that.
And Mervyn's. No, when you was broke, you went to Mervyn's. When you had money, you went to Montgomery Wards. Yeah. Shout out to my dad.
Hey. Somebody just, okay, I just spilled the beans. It's cool. But tell me how I respond to this. I really want to hear what the ladies got to say. No, listen, somebody just asked me to borrow some money, but shit, less than a month ago, they got their $7,000 tax back. How should I?
That's a hell no for me.
And I ain't even
Let me hear the backstory, bro.
Yeah,
No. That's background. That's enough you need. They had 7,000 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay, so
today they begged me for some money.
So you gave her the money?
No, I'm asking.
How much
Uncle
is it?
Sam, yes, 7,000. Listen, y'all must not be listening. Listen, she just asked me for $100, but two and a half, 3 weeks ago she had 7,000 and I didn't hear from her.
I would.
Woo! How would y'all respond?
What should my response be? I already know what it's going
to
be.
No response. I wouldn't have nothing to say.
Left on red.
Left on red. A real hard left on
red. I show her. You know, you can see.
No, I left on red.
No, I ain't even finna respond. I ain't reading the, you know, with the iPhone.
That's even funnier. Tight left on red.
That's so irresponsible of you, ma'am. So irresponsible of you. Misappropriation of funds.
I didn't hear from this said person. Or nothing. They balled out.
Yep. Leave on red.
Yeah, I left it. Leave that straight on red. I wouldn't even have nothing to say. I'd be appalled. Low key offended.
So,
yeah, I'm begging down fine with Brody, bro. This is $622, bro.
Jeez. Top of the hour. We got the whole gang in the building. Can we go ahead and debut Crush's song since we got about half an hour left in the show?
Oh yes. Yes, we're waiting.
Oh, I'm like,
look, my phone was muted. I was like, damn. But yes. Let that ride, my boy.
Chris, I'm just saying, Chris, it's your song.
Okay. Yes. Brand new single. Angel. Brand new single. Of Angels in the Rain. Featuring J Rose, Old Flame, off of the brand new EP, Blue Crush, coming April 19th. Yeah, we out here. Cold War Shadowy all day. Y'all know what it is. Drop that. Gang.
Surprise, I pay for the choices I made. fucking hater. The ones I love in my life turn into a traitor. Drink as a drink, suppress the pain, and bottle at the bottom just to stop the rain. But the people love my pain, I'm trying to get off it. They love my music while I'm burying my skeletons in the closet. So let's go, hope you like what you asked for. One way trip to hell, what about an ambience as my passport? When they say you worthless, you want your own price. I hold Jane and Flame closer cause they saved my life. Cause they care, even though I didn't want to exist. I hope God don't let my kids see me like this. But if he does, the angels that take these cases send the Van and Mikey. So at least I see they take.
It's the price I pay for the choices.
Knowing these bullets ain't got no name and you was right there. Couple inches over, that could've ended your life there. Gotta face the drama, more stress added to her problems. Did she look at you with hatred cause you was mixed up in the drama? Had a cop asking you questions, but you ain't got no words for him. And you know who did it, you're just trying to get the word on him. It's killing you how you feel, gotta bring this hurt to him. And 9 for 9, if it's wrong, make it right. He was a good dude, they didn't need to take his life. Flashbacks and nightmares, makes it hard to sleep at night. What are you supposed to do? You're like an uncle to his kids and they all looking at you. It's a catch 22. Let it go and get revenge. I can't live and see their face. I deal with God in the
it's
end.
The price I pay for the choices I made. The roles of life wish I could be saved. I don't know why, no matter how hard I try. With tears in
situation. I knew at that time I reached my destination. When I look into your eyes, I start the conversation. It's all body language. I'm a linguistics major. Say I'm on me or more, I know there's more in store. Or come on, tally-voo, like baby, how you doing? They might think I'm foolish, but I know what I'm doing. It's me and you against the world, and baby, that's our movie. Ooh-wee, I grab that thing and be like, this me? Thank you, God, my missing chess piece. Yes, please hold me down and be my piece. Work of art, I'm Leonardo, you Mona Lisa. She's a beast and got with a beast, let's call it beast mode. Ride for the tribe, now she shotgun, that's G-code. Anything they need, the boy is on G-O. I'm going in for life, you with me, baby, now let's roll. You know, the stars, baby, shining.
I'm dedicated, working overtime to remind you if you wanna change the climate. These moments will define us. I'm trying to show you something you've never seen that's enticing. Cause love don't need a license. Conceal it and cherish it with your soul. All things fresh, that purity made it whole. I love so hard, you gave it all to your boy and came back healed, and now I'm good for your soul. Hope you know you rocking with the best. Told me I can have your heart, and with my life I protect. Now you part of the game. It's far from simple and plain. It's beauty than what we got. That's why I went through the pain. Know your ex is gon' hate. Showed you greater than great. Always watching my moves, ain't trying to make a mistake. I'm gladly carried away. I'm definitely eating the cake. Sorry you had to wait, but God don't make a mistake. You feel me, babe? Hey.
I was blinded, now I see. Seeing so clearly now, you're the one I need. Others left me, but not you, baby. And we're here now, we gon' run these streets.
Fella, but any city that I'm in, they checking for the fellow. Might be Raps Carmelo. I had to let you know I'm really him, bae. But I've been blocking shorties like the Kim Bay. And shorties probably mad because I chose they. But bae, is you, they don't know what we've been through. Just know I love it here, and baby ain't a damn fool. You can have it all, you know how I do. But it's me, I'm so selfless indeed. I'm gon' make sure you get it, cause I'm a hustler indeed. Yeah, I'm on my cool J, cause I'm in 2D. You know we ain't used to it yet, Christina, that's me. I'm showing you flaws and all. God got us though, we gon' ball and all. I put that on my gurney and all my dolls. You ride with me, love, that's all, that's all. That's all, that's all. It's only, I love you.
Let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Gucci over red eyes, niggas finally realize I sit back and get high, bullshit steady past them. When I'm in my zone, don't nothing else matter. And I get around like the rings on Saturn. I'm kind of a dog, but I'm loyal when I want to. Niggas be fraud, dripper water, ain't got no juice. Call me the Nile, cause I'm flowing how I want to. Take another puff, and my mental way beyond you. Come through, and I'm steady rolling up. Got the goose in my cut, finna spark another blunt. Man, what's up? Kill all that talk, it's tough. It's a vibe going around and you finna fuck it up. What she gon' do when she see my chains and my whip? She gon' dump you and all her big booty friends tryna come to. I need both you. Just drop down to your knees and show me what that
I'd
mouth
be
do.
Your N-I-G-G-A, so we can get lit, smoke trees all day. It don't matter if you love your babe. You need a boss in your life, let a trail nigga toss it a ride. Got a bag for you soon as you jump off the plane.
For sure.
Whenever you're ready, but if you want, you can stay. It don't matter if you love your babe. You need a boss in your life, cause your nigga ain't coming right.
Smoke weed all day, fuck all night. When you're chillin' with the dude, I'ma make sure you're right. Raw raps of the kush, pre-rolls are sticky. Nothing but high times every time you're with me. Homegrown Arkansas country boy. You want it, I got it, gon' ask your boy. Whole weight in the street, you better ask your boy. The disrespect like Pusha T, what happened to that boy? I'm out on the grind trying to hit me a lick. I don't need you with them questions, am I out with a bitch? Hold this, tuck that, boost it back and chill. One hand on your thigh, the other hand on the wheel. 50-50 up front, no need to mislead. Cut from a different cloth, you can tell by my sleeve. Good women, I follow, a man of the lead. If I'm your nigga, believe I'm all that you need.
I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A, so we can get lit, smoke trees all day. It don't matter if you love your babe. You need a boss in your life, let a trail nigga toss it a ride. Got a bag for you soon as you jump off the plane. Whenever you're ready, but if you want, you can stay. It don't matter if you love your babe. You need a boss in your life, cause your nigga ain't coming right.
I'ma have that kush
and a yak on deck. Girl, take your pick. Uh-huh. Then we gon' slide to the bed. Girl, take this dick.
Yeah.
Make that ass clap like a snare. It's a hit.
It's a
notice
hit.
How that lane shit loom. I'm smooth bliss. Time to end the cycle. Them suckers you fucking, I'm nothing like them.
Like
I help you spin them like a little Michael. Got your boyfriend in his feelings like his click gon' bang. Nigga been lying for years. Baby, shit don't change. Had to show her what a thug about.
Right.
Good girls like getting slutted out.
Right.
We can indulge or go the sober route. Don't need no Molly for my comfy couch. My skilled mule pouring by the ounce. He an old fashioned nigga, I put you in something new.
Right.
Wanted you to be his white tie, borrowed your name blue. We keep a sneaky link on the low, that's how we do. Being secret never bothered me, nah, the anomaly.
Big
yeah.
Blunts, pop bottles, yeah. Side nigga, top models, yeah. In the coupe, full throttle, yeah. Big bundles like I won the lotto, yeah. Daddy County to the west side, yeah. No rest till we at our best time, yeah. Excuse a nigga as I flex, yeah, yeah. I grind hard then I rest, yeah.
I'd rather be your N-I-G-G-A, so we can get lit, smoke trees all day. It don't matter if you love you, babe. You need a buzz in your life, let it trill, nigga, toss to the right. Got a bag for you soon as you jump off the plane. Whenever you're ready, but if you want, you can stay. It don't matter if you love you, babe. You need a buzz in your life, cause that nigga ain't tossing it right.
Hey, y'all, we back. Dope ass music in the building. We got Crush the Catalyst. We got Smooth the Dude. We got Worldwide Quest. We got Liz. And we got Mel. Y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Niggas.
And for the woman that asked, yes, that was our own Smooth the Dude on that track. That was our own Smooth the Dude on the track.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to Smooth the Dude.
Yes, yes. How y'all feeling, man? How y'all feeling?
Man, I'm over here. I'm feeling good. Crushing. Debut another song. It only took a year, but he got another song out. He got a project coming out.
That it only took a year.
Yeah.
But don't knock his creative process.
Thank you.
He's an artist, and he's doing good back.
Oh, man. All right, so let's talk about now because I'm from the West Coast, right? I loved what Kendrick did.
Oh.
Some people, first of all, that was a West Coast beat that he slid on. That's Everlasting Bass by Radio and Joe Cooley. Shout out to that. Shout out to that. But 369 did remake that, so I believe that version was from the 369 Mafia, because Metro likes to sample 369 Mafia. But I do like the fact that, number one, my nigga's from Compton, and he's like, look, I am a light skin adventure, right? I am down for team light skin.
Oh, Lord.
But get that nigga Drake. Get that nigga Drake. Now,
why y'all hate
those
Drake?
Nigga, fuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me.
Now, here's the thing when it comes to, like, your homeboys, right? Now, I'm talking about my homeboys, right? Now, we already had this discussion before, but we're going to have it since we got the delays on the show, right? I'm going to say this. My nigga Smooth don't never have to worry about me trying to snipe his girl, right? Because the things that I know that he did to her, I don't want to come after that. Pause. No Diddy. And I don't want to come after that. Quest does so much in his relationship. I ain't got it in me. I ain't got it in me. So he ain't know I never have to worry about me trying to snap. And whenever Crush gets a girlfriend, I'm just going to be so happy that he has one that I would never try to snipe Crush's girl.
I hate you so much.
Don't do my phone.
But this nigga Drake, why do you have the snipe thing, my nigga? Everything is not for the sniping. Like, how do you have quality friendships if every time a nigga bring his girl around, the first thing you want to do is snipe her?
Niggas don't have respect no more.
No, they don't. There's no boundaries. Like, it's up to your girl to determine if she want to stay with you and keep her 1,000 or she want to be for the team.
And now I completely get now, as men, we know which ones is our dude's main chick, right? We know. We know which one is the main chick, right? If it's just like, okay, he running through her and I snipe her, he not going to get mad. He going to be like, nigga, that pussy good. I'm like, yeah, bro, that pussy good, nigga, yo, yo. But if it's his main chick, the chick that got his heart, the chick that he actually says, I love you to, and you snipe her, what kind of man, like, that's you're not a friend.
That's young boy shit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But no, it's old men shit, too, because I know some old dudes that be around. They stay homeboy, they stay brother, and they busting down old dude's wife on the low. So,
I'm going to be honest. Somebody catches some hot ones if it ever comes to fruition. In Jesus' name.
No, but it really has. Like, I don't think that, like, men's going to be men. Men are dogs. Like, that's who y'all are. No offense. Like, they're good dogs and trained dogs.
What you mean?
They are good and trained dogs, and there are some just dogs that are untamed. And the untamed dogs ain't going to be who they are.
Listen, gang, my mama ain't raised no dog-ass nigga, bro. My pops ain't did
that. I don't think any mother wants to do that. That's what's the problem, but they turn out that way. So it is what it is.
What I'm saying is,
you shouldn't even be heartbroken about this because they got nothing to do with you. I did not touch on you.
You're right. Okay, you're right, gang.
All I'm saying is dogs are more loyal than cats.
So what I'm saying is that there's no boundaries when it comes to if it's that's your chick and she loves you and she has morals to you and she's going to hold you down, you're going to be able to put her in whatever situation with whatever dude and she's going to be like, nah, I ain't going for that. I'm not wavering.
You're right. You are absolutely right. So today on the podcast, they were talking about.
Hello? All I want to say is.
Okay, so today on the podcast, my bad.
What?
So today on the podcast, it was a conversation about Joe Budden and Ish, two of the people. If Future or Drake call while they with them, is the women that they with getting up and leave? Joe was like, I done had it happen, and they ain't leave. Ish was like, it could possibly happen, but more than likely not happen. So, what y'all saying, what you saying, it could be a possibility, but I'm me. So, the fact that I'm me, it shouldn't really, you know what I mean?
Look,
that's what I'm saying.
Women call men dogs.
It couldn't be me.
Women call, first of all, call men.
If another nigga called when she with me and she leave, I shouldn't be with her. Why am I with my phone?
Or even going off, you supposed to put the phone on silent anyway. She fucking up. She fucking up already.
Exactly. Like, she don't got no. She ain't got much respect for me if she didn't put that phone on silent.
I'm a respectable. Look, I say I'm a respectable bitch. My phone is always when I'm with somebody other than, you know what I'm saying. Look, my phone is on silent because I respect you, sir. Take note.
Lie to me. Act like I'm the only one.
Well, I'm going to give you the fair.
Have that much respect for me. Lie to me.
Is it wrong that I always have my phone on silent? Like, I just always do
that. I always have my phone on silent. It necessarily really ain't got nothing to do with that. But if I, look, I know my the hotline going to bling at any given moment because that's what type of time I'm on. I'm going to put my phone on silent because I'm just going to give you that little bit of respect, sir.
Hey, I just want to say shout out to the women that while you're on a date, they actually put their phone in their purse. Shout out to y'all women. Now, if you're on a date, there's only two times where she can keep her phone like on the table, right on the table. Because like if I'm on a date, I take my picture of my food and I put my phone away. She has all my attention. Number one, if she's a mom,
you're such a basic bitch. You take your pictures of your food.
I'm definitely basic.
Right.
Look, now here's
the real life,
right? But I'm telling you the reason why I do this is the reason why I take pictures of my food, and I'll go to the other part. The reason why I take pictures of my food is I did not appreciate the fine until later on in life. Before, food was just a purpose for me not to die, right? So before, I'm just eating food just so I don't die. All right, so now that my credit score a little higher, now that I make a little bit more money and I eat nicer food, I do take pictures of my food, not to brag, but to show, hey, it's okay to enjoy nice things, right? For you people that like to get your meat well done, y'all need to grow the fuck up, all right?
But first of all, everybody don't want that.
First of all, fuck you.
Go off, bitch. Everybody don't want that cow winking at them.
Right. Bleeding and shit. No, I don't want that.
Right. I don't want to see that.
That's a misconception. That's actually not blood. What happens is when the oxygen hits the meat, it causes a reaction. That's why it looks red, but it's actually not blood. All the
it
blood
causes
has been
a reaction for me not to want to eat it either, so I'm cool.
No, I do not want to know how Betsy died. I don't give a damn what cage she lived in, or she roamed free. I don't give a fuck about none of that. As long as it's well done and it's well seasoned, I don't care about that.
Oh, man, you might as well eat some leather if you're talking about some well done.
Well done.
Okay, so where do you keep your phone? You're digressing.
What happens to your phone
after you take a picture?
Okay. After I take a picture, I put my phone either in my pocket or I lay it in the seat, right? And I give her my full attention. Women, if she has children and she wants to make sure that they can get a hold of her in case of an emergency, she'll put it on the table. Face down.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, if her kids are grown, right, over the age, it will say 13, right?
Nice.
She'll put it in her purse, right? Because usually she'll put it in it. And now if it rings, now if she puts it in her purse and takes the ringer off and it rings, right? Completely understandable. Oh, hold on, let me get this. Especially if she hasn't been out on a date in a while. The kids are gonna be like, hey mom, are you okay? And, they want to make sure that you're not, because, there's a lot of
this is this nigga crazy?
She's texting your driver, she's texting your license plate to somebody, to her homegirl, like, here's his license plate just in case something happens to me. She got her location.
That's what
share
location
is
for. You doing too much. That's what share location is for.
Oh, no. I do
whoa,
it.
You can turn your location off.
No, I've been on this where I've taken a picture of the dude's ID and a picture of the license plate just in case. You never know.
Just in case.
You never know.
Because the location just shows you where you were at. It doesn't show who you were with. So
where you were at that moment
back.
Yeah. You never know.
But I feel like all of that
phone,
stuff is...
And a phone can get discarded.
I'm like, this is his Instagram. This is his name. This is what's going to happen.
Well, people got fake profiles on Instagram. That's why I never get upset when a woman's like, hey, can I take a picture? Go, whatever you want to do is cool.
It shouldn't be a problem if you're not dangerous or you don't have no ill intentions.
Yeah.
It should never be no problem.
It should not be a problem. Now, if a woman is looking at her phone, now you're paying for this meal. if she's paying attention more to her phone than you and you're paying for the meal, you are simply just the meal, right? That means that you're punching. That means you're punching up, my nigga. That means she does not view you as an equal, right? Now, if she's generally engaged with
you,
you
are food in her phone.
You, yeah, you
you're the food guy.
You're the food guy. Now, the ones that kill me are the ones that say, "Oh, if hey, somebody DoorDash me something." If you DoorDash a chick something and you're not knocking her off, you are what's wrong with the game. You're
Wait,
what's wrong with the game?
What's wrong with that?
I'm DoorDashing my daughter something. I'll DoorDash my mama something. I'll even DoorDash my sister something. I am not DoorDashing some chick that I'm not skeeting up in just to give her free food.
Well, I don't know. Like, I think that's sweet.
But
like, someone's
I don't know.
I have.
Did
she like, say that's sweet?
That is sweet.
Yeah.
I have.
It is sweet. I'm not saying that the option is out of the table, but I'm saying, like, courting is a thing. So before you get to all of the ridiculousness of what sex is, like, yeah, go ahead, DoorDash her some freaking Starbucks. I've DoorDashed a guy some Chick-fil-A. Like,
wait, this is before the date. This is before the
date. Yeah, before the date. Like, I've gotten flowers, DoorDash, and Cash App before a date. It's sweet. It's, like, it's courtship. It's part of it.
Hold on. You have never had a chick. You've never been talking to a chick and like, hey, what you doing? How your day going? Everything? Did you eat? And she say no. And then it's like, you know what? Let me change that.
I didn't say it hasn't been done for me. I said dope ass.
No, have you never did it before?
I'm done, and I'm not even a dude.
Right here, let me handle something because I know you're having a long day and everything. You probably forgot to eat or everything. Haven't had time to eat. Let me take one of those burdens off your hands, real quick.
Right, or even like you had a rough day at work. Mel, the meeting didn't go as you planned. Let me go ahead and give you a quick 50. Go ahead and get a couple of shots on me. Like that shit is dope.
Mel, you are a wonderful human being. They do not make human beings like you.
They don't.
First of all, if you send me $50 for some shots, I'm in love already. Right? You send me $50 for shots, I'm in love already. Like, wait, I'm calling Smooth Crush and Quest. Hey, y'all, she just cashed at me $50 so I can get some drinks, bro. I'm in love. Look, I need y'all to get fitted for tuxedos.
But it's not about the money, right? It's about the thought. Like, it's about trying to make somebody's day better. It's about being a part of, like, that's what you're supposed to do with someone that you're interested in. It's not, like, people take away the notion of, like, money, and it's just the sweetness that comes behind it. Even if it's $5 or $10, like, it's still sweet. It's still interested in somebody.
I'm definitely with you with the sweetness. But people aren't sweet in 2024.
Nah, you sure?
You bullshit.
Yeah, right.
I see it like this, right? And this is only because I'm in a relationship. Right, so...
We get it. You're in a relationship.
You're happy. You're in love.
But
all
of that shit, but I'm using me as an example, right? And Mel, we talked about this shit the other day. It's like...
We did.
Y'all, okay. I'm the last time a nigga... Well, it's only because I did it. When the last time anybody sat down and wrote the person they care about a handwritten letter? They just don't do this shit.
I love that you did that. That was so sick.
I do. I'm not speaking to women. I'm saying men.
Handwritten letter. Handwritten. Put that shit in the postage. Send it. I'm talking about nigga take down pen, get a pen, paper. Like, really write that shit out. Motherfuckers don't do that shit no more. So, I just thought about doing some old shit. You being funny right now, but...
Writing dope and shit.
It's very thoughtful.
But this is because look, today I got some news, and luckily that is not the news is not good from her because she was in the hospital. But however, when she get this shit tomorrow, that shit kind of happened. The delay in the letter is right on time. Right, the shit that she's going through today, she feel fucked up. When she get that shit tomorrow, she gonna forget about the shit that she went through today. So it's just a small thing. Maybe God delayed the letter on purpose. Cause that shit was supposed to be there Saturday. Nigga, it's not showing up till tomorrow. So it's just how the universe works sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that is because, like, I think it's because you guys are long distance, so it's cute. You're keeping her in your thoughts. I think that shit is adorable. I think that's just supposed to be keeping it alive.
Dang, it is adorable, Quest. That's why I see it. Quest sits the bar so high.
I don't even think that's...
Nigga, you don't even try.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't even think my bar is high yet. Like my bar ain't even high yet because I hadn't started doing shit like taking trips. I think this is just regular shit. My personal opinion.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now when I take trips, right? She don't have to pay for nothing. We're good. We're eating good. I'm frugal, but I'm not cheap. Right. So I'm frugal,
sure.
But I'm not cheap. So it's like, all right, if we're going to take a trip, you know, you put your feet up, be a passenger princess. Where do you want to go? Where you want to eat? You know, say,
I don't want to think.
Yeah, see, because check me out. Right, you, as of right now, when I speak trips, I'm speaking, this is your itinerary at the airport. Have your passport ready. Right.
Have an itinerary at the airport.
Yeah, so that is what I mean. I hadn't started doing it yet. Now, once this passport come in.
I can't wait to start doing
yeah,
that
Once the port come in, my gentleman and my lady off this line, you're going to be very like this nigga gone again. Yes.
Yeah. I can't wait to be pack your bag for 3 days.
Me, babe, and the kids if it got to be. I don't give a fuck. We are out of here. Family vacation. On Quest. Yes.
So, like, y'all need a babysitter? Because my passport is ready, and I really just want to go.
Simple. I got you. Say less.
Passport is on my passport as we speak.
Yeah, it's like, yo, this what y'all call this your Tia right here.
Alright, so I'm gonna go ahead. We're gonna go ahead and end the show because I got some barbecue pork dip ribs that I'm ready to eat. So we're gonna go ahead and give her a shout out. Shout out to Smoothie Dude for just dropping off. Shout out to Smoothie Dude for just dropping off. We don't know where he went, but we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna start off with Mel, Melly Mel. Go ahead, and give your shout out.
Thank y'all for having me here as usual. I'll see y'all again next week.
Hey. Gang shit. Lit. Go ahead and give yourself a
shot. Okay. Yeah, well, thank y'all again for having me. Again, if you're listening, follow me on Instagram. It's Mahogany Secrets. Follow my Twitter. It's The Girl Named Store. Follow my TikTok. Be looking for my book. And y'all have a good night, okay?
Gang. Hey.
You too.
It's only. Could you please give your shout out, sir? Solamente.
Check it out.
Solamente.
Yeah, S-O-L-O-K. You know what I mean? It's your boy, Question. I have a new Twitter. Please follow the new Twitter. It is a old hand. It is the same handle, but it's a new profile. So I have a new Twitter. I'm starting over again. My algorithm is pure trash on my old one. All I see is butt-naked bitches and people getting beat the fuck up. Yeah, I just want some rap. I just want.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I want rap shit and gym shit over there. That's it. So.
Clean his couch. Ain't nothing wrong with.
That's why you my nigga. So, please follow the new It's Question, and we get right to it. If you hadn't got your tickets for Fresh Air, please go get them at itsquestion.com/Fresh Air. I will see you motherfuckers May 11th, fresh as fuck. The customs are on the way. They should be here on the 29th. I will not break them hoes out until it is May 11th. It is going the fuck down. I also graduated from college that day, so you are invited to the college graduation. And then we're going to have an after party at the after party. And, you know, we're getting right to it. So,
sir, I'm trying to find the Twitter. What's the Twitter?
It's Question, bro. It's the same handle, but just type in It's Question. I just got a new profile. Because my old one, I changed it to No Diddy. That one I'm deleting on April 1st, so I'm getting all the bullshit out of the way now and following the people, you know, my important folk.
All right, there we go. Aww. I got you.
Special.
Yeah, gang.
Red Crush, go ahead and give your shout out.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, make me punch
you. That's crazy disrespect.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave my boy.
It's a joke to that, but I'm gonna follow him out. But shout out to the gang and everything. Shout out to the male and ladies. Thank you for coming through once again and everything. We love having you here. Quest, my bro, Fresh Air. Can't wait. We in the motherfucking building. It's gonna be a movie. I can't wait.
Yes.
Smooth, the motherfucking mogul. You already know what it is and everything. Dope, you're trash as always. We love that you're so consistent with that. Anyway, y'all can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst, CRUSTDACATALYST. Y'all know what it is. Cold War all day, Shadow. We all day, Elite Enterprise. We in this bitch. Gang. Blue Crush, April 19th. Yeah.
Hey, it's your boy Dope Ass Music. March 28th, Upper Echelon, with Smoothie Dude and Razor, dropping on all digital platforms. That is also Smooth's birthday. Shout out to that. Shout out to everybody tuning in online. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in on the Switchboard. We appreciate y'all. And I'm about to go eat. I'm hungry as a motherfucker, man. All right, I'm out of here.